Connecticut Democratic U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal has introduced legislation that would provide disability compensation for more than 1,600 U.S. airmen who were sent to Spain 52 years ago to decontaminate the countryside after two U.S. Air Force jets carrying hydrogen bombs collided. Those H-bombs fell to the ground. Blumenthal says the airmen were sent in without protective gear and were exposed to plutonium, which led to cancer and other radiogenic conditions.
In the wake of one of the worst nuclear disasters in our country's history, 1,600 airmen were sent to Palomares, Spain, to decontaminate and bury nuclear waste that was highly radioactive without warning or sufficient protective gear. And now they've been denied over these decades adequate disability compensation for the severe illnesses that they have suffered as a result of that intense exposure to contaminated radioactive material. My legislation would enable them to recover disability benefits for the harm they've suffered, the health effects of that exposure to radioactive material, plutonium that was released by two hydrogen bombs that broke apart when the B-52 crashed.
Other nuclear incidents, the veterans of these nuclear incidents have been taken care of. Why is this different?
The simple fact is these 1,600 airmen have been treated gravely unfairly, particularly since other veterans exposed to radioactive hazards have been accorded disability benefits, but they suffered them at a time when the health effects of radioactivity were insufficiently recognized. And so over decades, they've been denied the presumption that their health effects are also the result of this very, very damaging exposure to radioactive waste. They were sent into harm's way to bury this radioactive soil in burn pits and to take down contaminated crops without protective gear or warning. And so they really were exposed to these irreparable health effects by the United States government, which has refused to give them the presumption of radioactive risk activity under the law.
Most of these men are most likely in their 70s now and their 80s. What are some of the illnesses, the radiogenic conditions that have developed?
The primary illness, of course, is cancer. Many of these 1,600 airmen suffer from cancer, and tragically, some have died from it already, but they are in their late 70s and 80s, and so time is really of the essence.
Connecticut Democratic U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a co-sponsor of the legislation, is Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren.